If you are one of the millions of people hitting the highway this summer, chances are many of your fellow travelers will be driving an RV. Once considered the province of adventurous seniors, today the recreational vehicle is experiencing unprecedented popularity. According to the RV Trade Association, one out of every 12 households in this country now owns some type of recreational vehicle. And perhaps not surprisingly, baby boomers lead the way. Reporter Gloria Hillard has more about life on the road.
They're lined up all in a row facing the ocean, RVs of all shapes, sizes, and different colored license plates. The air is a mix of salt, barbecue, and a whiff of diesel engine. Behind the counter of the Malibu RV Park office and general store, manager Randy Hope takes a deep breath and says they've never been busier.
Didn't have any downtime this winter. RV park was basically full. Young families, you know, mom, dad with really little kids up to teenagers and a lot of younger, you know, 40s, 50s, that are full-timing.
You can spot the folks who stay months at a time. There are personal touches in the numbered spaces, wind chimes, potted plants, patio furniture. But for most here, this is a vacation destination or a stop along the way. Ivan and Candy Olson, a 40-something Texas couple in designer sportswear, he's a banker, she's a teacher, are kicking back in aluminum chairs.
We tell people all the time it's a great way to spend time with your kids and a lot more quality time than you would do anything else.
And it's real laid back and it's cheaper to go RVing than staying in a hotel.
People who would, you know, thought that a good way to take a vacation is to fly there and stay in a hotel or drive an expensive car out and stay in a nice resort, now saying that they have an RV is acceptable.
Joe Altman has been selling RVs for 30 years. He's riding an RV boom now. Sales are up 15% nationwide this year. Today's RVers are a slightly different breed.
People now who are coming into enough money and time to use one, that whole baby boomer generation.
Author and RV enthusiast Carol Ray might be considered the Irma Bombeck of the open road. 6 years ago, she and her husband sold their 2,000-square-foot home with a pool and now live in a fifth wheel, one of those pulled by a truck trailer RVs with about 350 square feet.
Life becomes just simpler. The stress level is just all but disappears. It really does.
They've been to every state except Ohio.
I don't know how we missed Ohio.
She's put everything she's learned along the way into a book called Your Home on Wheels, a guide for the novice RVer, the kind she sees more and more.
Your entertainment at RV parks, you sit around and you just wait for these beginners to come in, and you just sit there and watch them struggle until you know that they're just ready to cry, and that's when you walk over and you offer to help.
Of course, in appealing to the taste of today's RVers, recreational vehicles now come with all the comforts of home. The most popular model is what they call a Class A motorhome, starting at over $100,000. They look a bit like a tour bus from the outside and a small condo on the inside.
These RVs, and they have literally queen-size beds and huge walk-in showers and closets.
RV salesman Leo Hazel in Carson, California.
DVDs and satellite TVs. It's just literally like being at home.
Except you're on the road, but in beautiful places, and that, Carol Ray says, is at the heart of the RV popularity today.
They want to get back to nature. They want to simplify their lives. They want to see this country.
We went to Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, Utah.
Back at the Malibu RV park, Stan and Carol Helzer point to what looks like one of those puzzle maps on the door of their RV. The decaled colored states are where they've been.
Eventually, we'd like to fill them all in. For us, it's breathtaking to see all the different mountains, the ocean, the beauty of God's creation and the land, and just to drink in all of the sights that we have in this country that are just so beautiful.
And with that, the Hilsers went back to what they were doing before being interrupted by a reporter, taking a front row seat before a picture postcard ocean. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.